It's time.
Yo,
for the Queasy Report.
Oh my God, I love Joe.
Queasy Report.
That's my boy.
With Joe Claire.
Yo!
You show is ugly.
It's time for the Queasy Report with Joe Claire on the Frank Ski Show.
Today's Queasy Report is brought to you by whoever is kissing Usher.
Cause you're such a good kisser.
Cause apparently, girl, don't nobody kiss it like you.
Don't nobody kiss it like you.
Way to go. In What Is This Negro Thinking news, LaToya Jackson is officially off the market, for those of you who may have been wondering. And will be getting married to her longtime business partner, Jeffrey Phillips. The 58-year-old sister of Michael and Janet has had nothing but ups and downs in her personal life and is hoping to finally find the one. Her quest for love is the subject of a reality television show on the OWN network called Life with LaToya. In an upcoming episode, LaToya's fiancé asks the notorious Joe Jackson for his daughter's hand in marriage, and all hell breaks loose.
That's what you don't do, son of a bitch.
For some odd reason, asking for LaToya's hand sent Joe on a tangent where he started yelling about all sorts of things, like his long-standing beef with Bubbles the chimpanzee, claiming that Bubbles gave Michael vitiligo for real, for real.
Hi, Bubbles.
He said Jermaine Dupri still be calling him trying to get Janet back. He revealed in his rant that his son Jermaine's hair is actually made out of old Air Jordan bottoms. And that if he ever see any of them DeBarges or Silvers out in the streets, they got a good old-fashioned Joe Jackson ass whipping coming. I'm just kidding. Joe gave the man his blessings, and he was happy he lived long enough to unload LaToya. I'm sorry, that was cold and funny. In Ain't No More Racism news, our beloved Morgan Freeman is in the news for statements he made on the Don Lemon show on CNN the other night. The distinguished actor from movies like Glory and Shawshank Redemption was on the show promoting his new TV series he has on the Sci-Fi network called Through the Wormhole. The conversation came around the race, and Don Lemon, a.k.a. Soul Brother Number One, asked Morgan Freeman if he thought that race played a part in economic disparity in America. And Morgan Freeman said, no, you and I are proof of it. After his statement, he gave a quick wink to the camera that only blacks could see and recognize as the wink of our ancestors. Morgan Freeman don't want to mess up that good Hollywood connect he got, so he flat out denied that race ever played a part in anything at all. In a statement released only to us here at the Queasy Report, Morgan Freeman said, Don Lemon play too much. He know I can't answer that for real on TV. I'm too old to go all Farrakhan on y'all, and I'm still getting that Driving Miss Daisy money. I know that's right, but what happened to the Joe Clark, Morgan Freeman?
And that's why I threw those bastards out. And that's all I'm going to say.
Or the Morgan Freeman from Glory.
Time's coming when we're going to have to ante up. Ante up and kick in like men. Like men!
I'm just saying. Hey, that's the Queasy Report, and I am off to happy hour.
It's the Queasy Report with Joe Claire and the Frank Ski Show.
On a station that sounds like Washington.
WHUR.